Chapter 8. "This here is Bessie," Doc said as he showed McQueen the massive piece of heavy machinery. She was steaming and dripping, and she was covered by a thick layer of tar. "Finest road paving machine ever built," Doc announced. "I'm hereby sentencing you to community service. You're gonna fix the road under my supervision." "What?" McQueen demanded, completely repulsed. "This place is crazy."
"Hey," Mater whispered, leaning in close to McQueen. "I know this might be a bad time right now, but you owe me $32,000 in legal fees."
"What?"
McQueen cried.
"So we're gonna hitch you up to Sweet Bessie," Doc went on, "and you're gonna pull her nice."
"You gotta be kidding me," McQueen complained. He couldn't believe it. Did this old lemon seriously expect a flashy race car like Lightning McQueen to haul around a tub of junk like Bessie? As far as punishment went, this was cruel and unusual.
"How long is this going to take?"
"Well," Doc said thoughtfully, "if a fella does it right, should take him about 5 days."
"5 days?"
McQueen cried.
An image of Chick chatting up the folks at Dynaco flashed through his mind.
"But I should be in California schmoozing Dynaco right now."
"Then if I were you," Doc shot back, "I'd quit yapping and start working. Hook him up, Mater."
"Okie dokie."
The tow truck rolled forward to attach McQueen to Bessie, but the minute he removed McQueen's parking boot, zoom. "Freedom!" McQueen shouted loudly as he zipped away. "Woohoo! California, here I come!" He pressed the accelerator, shooting toward the Welcome to Radiator Springs billboard. But suddenly, he coughed. Then he sputtered.
"No, no, no, no!"
McQueen cried as he slowed to a stop.
"Out of gas? How can I be out of gas?"
"Boy," Sheriff said as he and Sally rolled out from behind the billboard, "we ain't as dumb as you think we are."
"We siphoned your gas while you were passed out," Sally added. She could hardly hide her grin.
"Ka-chow!"